Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says that there is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. This moment of silence is yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. This week, we are invited to journey with Jesus through the final moments of his life. As we look back on the life of Christ, the invitation is not only to remember what he has done for us, but to walk with him as we relive his journey to the crucifixion and resurrection. I invite you to enter the Word of God with me. As you listen this week, allow yourself to fully participate by imagining yourself within the narrative. Place yourself in the scene with Jesus, watching him, listening to him, and responding to what is happening. Allow yourself to find your story in the midst of God's story during this Holy Week. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never, ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. This is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and said, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." As you watched this scene play out before you, what did you notice? What stood out to you in this story? What emotion stirred within you as you saw Jesus kneeling to wash his disciples' feet? How did you find yourself wanting to respond to Jesus? Let's spend some time talking to Jesus. If it is helpful, remain in the scene. Share with him what stood out, what emotions you experienced, or what you would like to say. Listen for his response. Have a conversation with Jesus now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.